The National Rifle Association says its annual convention being held in Milwaukee this year will display acres of guns and gear. NRA leaders are also promising to unveil a political strategy to affect, or as the NRA puts it, to impact the 2006 elections and beyond. One race the NRA plans to target is the contest for Wisconsin governor. NRA spokesperson Andrew Arulanandam says his group is well aware that Governor Doyle has repeatedly blocked a bill allowing for concealed carry of weapons.
You know, he enjoys 24-hour protection that's paid for by taxpayers. So it's somewhat disingenuous, or perhaps, you know, he thinks that his life is more valuable than the lives of the voters that he represents.
Since Doyle has never been quoted as saying his life is more valuable, Arulanandam calls it an indirect message Doyle is sending. The governor says he welcomes the NRA to Wisconsin, but not its support for concealed carry.
You know, having a major convention is always good for us, and I hope that their message is one that basically of making sure that gun rights are protected in this country, which they are, and they are in this state. And you know, nobody's made any effort to try to take away anybody's guns, but I hope their message isn't that we should be carrying loaded guns in our pockets. I mean, that's not a good message.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is trying to steer the NRA in a different direction. He's invited group leaders to meet with him this week to talk about illegal guns. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.